Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you, Mitt.
Otter's back there. Nikki Skates, how are we doing?
How we doing? Okay, ready for...
What?
Ready for game four action.
Okay. Drop the fucking puck.
NHL. Golf. Hold on. I'm just putting my notes down here for what we should talk about today. MLB. Okay. Oh, and... Hey, Bill.
Oh, no.
If you're going to be in the chat, okay... Let's not ask stupid questions. He said, do we just fade Southside first five from now on?
What, because they lost 1-0 to fucking 3?
Well, that's what I said. If you're going to be in this chat, don't ask fucking stupid questions.
1-0 to 3 to a decent Blue Jays team?
Well, and we knew that one was cursed because of Mitt.
No, I bet it.
No, that one hit last night.
That hit last night, oh, and I also live bet that money.
You know, hey, if you know anything, if you follow this show at all, we talk about it all the time. Giolito in day games is automatic fade. We've said it a million times.
Auto fade. We also told him don't take Sunday picks, but he did that too. I had a bad night on the diamond last night. Actually, fucking Sox first five was the only one that really came home for me.
Honestly, I forgot that.
Big Dick Mountain, dude.
I was on Dick Mountain for the game.
Yanks got us.
Well, I
Sox gave up a solo shot in the fucking ninth to blow that run line for you.
So that one got me. Yanks was never one that I was fucking feeling great about. The Giants came back against the Braves. Twins and Guardians was a goddamn battle, and then the Mets got fucking destroyed. How'd you do?
I got smacked. 5-2.
Okay, it's a good night.
Yeah, lost on the Nestor. Didn't Nestor?
You on the road lately. On the road, he has not been.
We're gonna have to pay attention. Could get you at some point.
So that was baseball last night. We'll do baseball again tonight. You said something before the show, and I'm interested to find out why. People don't like us doing WNBA, or
there were some rumblings about last night. I've received a couple.
What do you mean?
DMs
last night, we went 1-2, and the biggest fucking, we were on the wrong side of the biggest WNBA comeback of all time ever in history of the fucking sport.
What was it, 28 points?
Yeah, it was a 28-point fucking comeback. We were on the Vegas Aces, which I still, fuck that. That was a great fucking pick. I am dumbfounded. All three underdogs in the WNBA won last night. That never fucking happens. No. So, not really my fault. What can I do about it? I don't know. I'm going to keep trying to hate
wagon.
It.
Aces are a wagon.
Listen, you were out there watching it. I'm never going to fucking question you, okay?
And also, those streams are hard as shit to find.
What? It's not on TV?
That one, so they're on ESPN Plus, or they're on like NBA TV, and it's like not the normal NBA TV, they're just hard to find.
Okay.
But they need to be on more NBA.
Do we have any
ESPN Plus
games? Do we have any tonight for my notes?
Yeah, we got one game.
Okay, one game tonight. I'll put in my notes. WNBA tonight. Oh, fucking
largest comeback of all time. Not my fault.
What'd you just do, dude?
Fucking headphones died. You know how it goes.
Shohei did unfortunately hit a home run last night.
Why are you so mad about that?
Because Bill forced me to do that.
Yeah, but a hit.
Yeah, I don't care. You know, I win $1 million. If Bill forced me to win that $1 million, it's not going to feel right.
All right. Fair enough. He hit that fucking bomb to tie it, too.
Wasn't enough. That team fucking stinks.
Did they lose?
Huh? Yeah, they lost. You're an asshole. Nikki Skates.
Tony.
Oh, before we get to you, hold on. We do have golf later. We'll bring in Lefty. Nikki Skates.
Tony.
We are back on the ice tonight, and we are also back youtube.com/thatshockeytalk tonight as well for a little watch along. 8 p.m.?
8 p.m., yes, sir.
What time is Melrose coming on?
Barry will join us late, probably like 9:30, 10.
Okay.
whenever
maybe if the show ends, just make sure to keep it on just in case.
Yeah, stick around.
He will pop in at some point.
Gumpy and I will be chatting. Rupper will join us live from Amalie Arena. He is down there covering the game.
Okay.
So maybe get a little insight, little intel from Rupper. And Gumpy and I will be pulling for the Bolts tonight because we are hammering the money line.
Okay, tonight, Bolts are home against the Avalanche. It's minus 108 money line for the Lightning. Minus 111 for the launch, not minus 110, minus 110 anymore, so we don't have to talk about that one guy. Over-under is 6. Every single game this series has gone over, correct?
Yep. Feels right, yeah. You got to like that over then at 6, being a little juiced, huh?
Over
Bolts
6
are 10, Bolts are 10 and 3 money. To the under, though, before.
They are. Like, all three have been this series, right?
Yeah. It's quite a predicament.
The Bolts are, what, 15-1 at home?
That has been the trend, too. We've talked about that before, too, where the longer the series goes, the scoring tends to go down because these teams will figure each other out a little bit.
Sure.
But I don't know. Kemper was a little leaky last game, got pulled, and we'll see how he bounces back and how well he recovers.
Okay.
There was after game two, it was 2-0. A lot of people said Colorado were going to win despite their goalie, and then it feels like maybe, you know.
Well, Nazem Kadri looks like he might be going tonight. He's been out for a while with a
what do you mean, might go? Weeks, he told us he's going. Okay, so he's going.
Yeah, you never know. You just don't want to speak in certainties when, you know.
If Weeks, he told me, I'm like speaking in certainties.
Right, that's fine. Braden Point, likely not going to go. Cooper, I believe, said that he will be at. Kucherov should be good to go as well.
Kadri's a big boost.
Massive addition. Massive.
But just on it could be like Braden Point came back and didn't really help.
True.
Tampa. Oh, you come back too early. You never know.
We'll see how good the thumb is.
What did Darce do to you, dude?
What's that?
What's your problem with Darcy?
Kemper?
Yeah.
He's just not a good goalie. There's nothing against him. I just don't think he's a good goalie.
Okay.
Nick, dude. I think he's capable of playing well.
You thought Francou was better?
Yeah.
You know?
Only because he's 6-0.
And I would be worried about what Freed said about the body language.
I don't know anything about the guy, to be honest with you.
Kemper?
Yeah.
He backstopped, what was it, Coyote? Or no, that was Mike Smith.
Kemper, he came from Coyotes, right?
Kemper's he did play there, but I was trying. Kemper's had some good runs in his career, some good streaks, but he's never been like a solid, I shouldn't say that.
Number
he's
one.
Been solid. He's never been elite, top tier. You hate to say average because average sounds bad, but like when you say an average NHL goaltender, like that's pretty fucking good. So
there's just going to be a point where your goalie's got to steal a game, and I don't know if he can do it.
Yeah, that's fair to say. And he's had a pretty riddled injury history, so that's always a concern as well.
There is a boost tonight. McKinnon, Rantanen, Makar, and Stamkos to each record a point. I do not like that one.
I wish they would have spread it out. I wish they would have gave 2 on Tampa, 2 on Colorado.
I understand that.
Instead of 3-1.
Do McKinnon and Rantanen play on the same line? Do you know?
A lot, yeah.
So if that line scores, there's a good chance they're going to knock out that point. And then you got to get McCarr, and then you got Stammer. You taking that one, Paul?
No, thank you.
Okay. I will sprinkle. At plus 300, I think it's definitely worth a sprinkle.
Oh, we are?
I'm going to sprinkle.
Okay. Do we – where was those game specials? You got any game
specials? Stammer first goal, like plus 1,200.
Are you taking first goal fucking bets?
Yeah.
Stammer
gets it started tonight, lads.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't find what it is.
It was plus 1,200 when it hit last time, so I imagine it's around the same.
The more Raiders. Now we're talking. Fucking first goal scorer, Stammer, plus 1,300.
There it is. Here we go.
Popular parlays, found them as well. Vassy and Kemper each record 20 plus is minus 500. 25 plus is minus 130. Any in there that you looked at, Nick, that you...
I can't get in there.
So click on more wagers for the game, and then all the fucking tabs pop up, and then it's right there.
There we go. Struggling there a little bit. Let's see. What are we looking at? Popular parlays?
Yeah.
Makar and Hedman each have a point at plus 142, although I know Hedman hasn't been putting up a ton of numbers. 1 point isn't a ton to ask from him.
What about
Corey? Get the power play going? Christ.
What about Corey Perry to record a point in three shots on goal plus 640?
How many?
Three shots on goal and 1 point plus 640. Too much
three
for you?
Three shots for the shovel, man?
Guy's right in front. He's going to get three on one possession.
Do they count those, though? Like, remember what Weeksy said today? He said he had Vasilevskiy for 45.
Oh, yeah, six. Yeah. True.
Sometimes if you're shoveling it, they don't count it.
I'm going to keep it simple tonight. I'm going to go Lightning, money line. And no goal in the first 10 minutes, plus 110.
No goal.
Yep. That's where I'm at tonight. That's where I'm at tonight. Thank you. Tomorrow, if that hits.
Hits, fucking when he walks in, fucking pat him on the back.
Please, Nick. Please, and thank you.
We will have to. I'm looking down through here. I see player to record one plus point.
Fuckers.
And I see a lot of the third and fourth line guys for both teams. And I'm looking at Patty Maroon at plus 178 Ooh. For 1 point.
For 1 point?
Yeah.
Yeah, feed me that.
Brandon Hagel at plus 162 is also interesting. I know he hasn't got his offense necessarily firing through the roof or firing on all cylinders, whatever cliche you want to use.
Sure. But
he's in the mix there. And Kadri, it's a lot, minus 174.
What's Vasilevskiy to get a point?
Not listed. Not listed. I like where your head's at, though, Gump.
He's also
goalies do notch a few apples from time to time.
Every once in a while they will. Fucking Marty Brodeur was getting them every game.
Oh yeah. Mike Smith actually had a couple nice ones in this playoff run.
Bless God you, thank you. Okay, so we're all on the launch. And by the launch I mean Lightning.
All the bolts. Yeah.
same letter.
Oh, fuck, let's go Bolts in six, huh?
Well, I don't have a cheering interest, but if you would like, if that's good for your betting, then yeah, sure.
Yeah, there you go.
I wouldn't
mind
it.
Could be the same as the Rangers series.
I wouldn't mind it to go seven.
Anytime goal scorer, McKinnon's 160, plus 164. Stammers plus 164. Kuch is plus 176. Points plus 210. Nichushkin's plus 220. Palat's plus 235.
What's Hedman?
Oh, you think Vic gets off the board?
Hedman is...
That power play has to get going at some point, man. Why can't they fucking set up the PP right now?
Plus 390.
Yeah, give me that. Give me fucking Hedman.
Wasn't the whole thing that fucking Braden Point sits right there in the middle and fucking orchestrates that thing?
That is their bread and butter.
But it was still good against the Rangers.
Yeah.
It's always there.
Oh. always there.
All right, this is what we got for the NHL tonight. Is Lefty gonna come in here?
I mean,
this guy. I mean,
he might be putting too much on his plate doing the pod and having to come on.
Oh, here he is. Hey, baby Lefty. Where's your notes at?
No notes. Just going for it.
No notes?
Yeah.
Oh, nice hat, Lefty.
Thank you. You like that?
Oh, what a fucking man.
He got that personally made.
No, I got
it. No, he went to the mall and he got it personally made at fucking Lids.
I got it a long time ago. Didn't really like how it fit, but then I figured.
Now here we are.
Just bust it out every once in a while.
It has shown its face quite a bit recently.
Is sweet.
How you doing up there, lad? How you been?
We're all right. Sun's starting to fucking show its face.
It's
nice.
Love to hear that.
That a baby.
About 20 degrees Celsius.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
This week we are as the Travelers Championship. We are at TPC River Highlands. I believe is it in Connecticut?
I mean, damn.
Aren't you from Connecticut?
I am. I don't think it is.
Bruce.
Where is this? No, it's in
Connecticut. Let's hope it's not.
It's in Connecticut. It's in Cromwell, Connecticut.
All right.
You familiar with the area?
Apparently not. I'm sure I'll have some buddies on the ground, though, so maybe we'll get some insight out of them. But, yeah, it's a short track, one of the shortest on the tour. Translation.
It's right near Hartford. You have never been to Hartford?
I've been to Hartford, yeah.
Fucking right near it.
I've driven through
What part of Connecticut Hartford. Are you from?
I'm from Fairfield County, so that's like the little boot by the city.
What city?
The city?
Like the New city. York City?
Yeah, like the city. Bright
lights.
Oh, okay. So you're from down there. This is right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's near Hartford. So that's almost more... Well, Hartford obviously has its own like economy and such.
Yeah, but the Whalers.
You're more in like Boston fanship territory.
Okay, so TPC River Highlands. It's near Bristol, too.
Yeah. So it's like 2 hours, 3 hours
from there. Okay, short track this week?
Yeah, short track translation, easy. Kind of like one of those where you can kind of look down the board a little bit, but the winner will have to be probably, you know, in the high teens under par.
Sure.
You know, maybe looking at like a 20, 22 under winner.
22?
No, we're not getting that far.
I think we're going nuts this week. I think we're going low.
I think it'll be high teens.
Bruce. What's the over-under, do you know?
No, but I haven't checked. The past winners, I'm looking at 19, 17, 17, 12, 14.
All right, high teens. I'll take over 20 with you if you want.
Listen, I'll see if I can find the bet on the fucking website. I'm not doing side action with you.
Oh, you don't want to shake my hand?
We'll talk about it. Let me shake your
hand. Yeah, so of the favorites are kind of the big usuals, Scheffler, Rory, Cantlay. Of those, I like Cantlay the best 12-1 just basically because of the pricing.
People do like Cantlay this week. One of the key stats this week is it's a Pete Dye course.
Oh, undulations.
Okay. And strokes gained at Pete Dye courses. Cantlay is number one.
Wow. There you go.
Some people were liking him for that reason. the other things that I saw were important here, course history, how they've played at this course, obviously. Strokes gained ball striking. Okay.
Wow.
Strokes gained par fours.
That's interesting because I thought that mattered a lot last week, too.
Which one?
Strokes gained from ball strike.
No, that was approach.
Oh, okay.
Approach. These are all different.
It's just the mid-iron stats?
Yeah, these are all – it's all different.
This is such a bunch of malarkey.
It's all different.
Yeah, it is, except it's all the same.
Well, you don't have a model?
I look at models. You can't follow a model anywhere, but
– No, but you could fucking use it as a tool.
Yeah, but you, the only place you follow a model is to the beach.
All right, let's go. Cantlay, you like.
Yeah.
I think Scheffler and Rory are a little too low. I might look at them live.
Yeah, Sam Burns, too. That one jumped out at me. 17-1. Like, yeah, sure, he's been, you know, top five, top 10, feels like every week. But the price to win there seems a little bit crazy. Yeah, kind of going down. I really don't like Sanjay M. He played pretty badly at the U.S. Open. Joaquin Neiman, though,
sure.
It kind of should, you know, fit the cut of his jib. Davis Riley, 36-1. I like him here, too. And then Seamus Power. 46-1.
Funny you say that.
He finished plus one at the U.S. Open, better than Davis Riley, better than Sam Burns, better than a lot of guys that are higher up on the odds board here. So I like him a lot there. I think you kind of got to give him a long look to kind of, you know, take a step forward this week.
Yeah. I like your approach, maybe looking a little bit farther down the board this week, take some shots.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to look at Sammy Burns. He's 1,700. Varner. I'm going to keep playing Harold Varner until he fucking...
All right, yeah.
Plus 5,500. Okay. Brendan Steele is one who's plus 6,500. He is in the top five of stroke gains at this course. He likes this course a lot. And a ball striker. You know, that's important, right, Bruce?
Yep. No, always.
Brian Harman is in the top five for strokes gained par four for this course and for Pete Dye Designs. And he also played very well opening round of the Open. Was he in the lead? Am I correct in that? Was Brian Harman the leader after day one?
I don't know if he closed at the end of the round, but I think he could have been fluttering up there.
The Canadian? No. I'm thinking of
Hadwin?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Hadwin was leading.
Hadwin wasn't in the lead. He played well,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, day one, there were like a few guys kind of jockeying up there that are like, you know, who? I got some bombs as well.
Who are you taking?
Maverick McNealy is 80-1. He always kind of lets me down, usually on Saturday or Sunday. But I think that those odds are pretty crazy for him here.
Mav.
Yep, Mav. And then defending champion Harris English.
Okay.
Is 120-1, and I don't know how many times on tour, yeah, you get to take a defending champ. You know,
I agree with you.
100 to win 12 grand. That's a little outrageous. So yeah, those are kind of my deeper guys there, and I think this is one where you can feel pretty comfortable opening it up and, you know, staring at a cash out that makes your palm sweaty on Sunday, which is always kind of the worst. I almost wish that you could hide it.
Okay. I'm also adding Aaron Wise here, who has been playing well. So
could be Wise.
Money pre
fucking left.
You are on a fucking roll today. Money pre tournament. I'm taking Burnsy. Burnsy, Varner, Steele, Harmon, and Aaron Wise. So I'm taking pre tournament as winners or top fives, top tens, you know, combinations like that.
Gotcha.
And then three ball. First round three ball in the matchups. I am looking at, let me pull it up, Brian Harmon, who I like, obviously, in the tournament. Christian Bazenhout, Xander Schauffele, Aaron Wise, and Seamus Power.
Seamus,
who you mentioned that you like also in the tournament.
Yeah, I like him to win. That'll probably be my big one.
And when I do three ball, for anyone, people have been asking, you know, I normally just look at the three-person group, look at all the stats. If they have a huge advantage over the other two, I play it. If it's pretty close, I don't play it.
Checks out.
Fucking checks out. And I got five this week. I was looking at I was thinking about taking Scottie Scheffler, but he's got Jordo in his group. And sometimes, you know, Jordan can fucking come out and go low.
Yeah, Scheffler could very well just wire-to-wire this thing. And that would be the most boring tournament of the year.
He absolutely could.
You guys do baseball already?
No, you want to stick in here for baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I got a little parlay that's looking pretty.
Before we do that, who's your guys again one more time, just so everyone knows, for this tournament that you like?
So Seamus Power for sure.
Uh-huh.
Joaquin Niemann, I do like, and then Cantley at the top is the favorite, and then the bombs were Maverick McNealy and Harris English. I will probably
put
$69 on. Yeah,
how much?
He's a 69er. That's what I call kind of like my don't care. Sprinkle. Don't care if it loses.
I get large. You got fucking large units, huh?
No, not me.
Sounds like a pretty large unit.
I keep everything, you know, pretty responsible. I'm not doing anything crazy like that.
Airstrike.
Quick scud missile.
Okay, do you want to just do? You want to tell us your baseball parlay, or how do you want to do this?
Yeah, sure. If you guys want to do it that way,
yeah, tell me.
So Astros, who are winning right now, I have them full game. I have the Blue Jays first five plus a half run, which is already in the barn.
Oh, you going first five, huh?
You know, mixing them in.
Oh, it's in the barn already. Okay.
Yeah, it already won. Okay. Padres -180, sure. Dodgers -150, Orioles -150, which is probably what's going to sink this whole ship. Red Sox -140, Yankees -140, Guardians +1.5.
Yeah.
That is an undisclosed unit to win 8.5 grand.
Full game?
Yeah, full game.
Yeah, for the Guardians.
Full game on the guards.
Yeah. Full game on the guards.
That was a tough one for me. That
I mean, two good pitchers.
Sonny Gray's been put pretty well.
Yeah.
So it's true.
Only had one start since coming back, though.
Yeah, Guardians are hot.
Mackenzie's a guy, dude. He's healthy.
Guardians are very hot. All right, well, hey, Bruce, thank you so much.
All right, thank you guys.
This is nice. I enjoy this.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, Jesus. He broke the fucking headset. Mitt. Emmett.
Tony.
Before we get into baseball today, do you have a pick on the one end WNBA game?
Yeah, we have a spite bet on. We have a spite bet against the New York Liberty, actually.
Okay, so
they just had the biggest comeback in WNBA history.
Oh, they're playing back to back.
Yeah, they're going to Connecticut, and we're taking Connecticut -10 here.
Okay.
Biggest comeback in WNBA history. Your team's not that good. You're only 6-10. Connecticut's on 12-5, number one team in rebounds, blocks, all that. We're taking the under of 162.5 as well.
Yeah, I'd never bet against the Sun.
Why would you, Tony? Why would you?
Yeah, they are an absolute stud fucking rebounding and blocking team.
Can't bet against them. Can only bet the under in this game. Can't bet the over for them.
Okay.
Great team.
How do you feel about it, Paul?
Good. Sounds like you guys got it locked down.
You don't want to add to it?
No, you guys got it. I'll let you guys handle okay. The association.
Hey, good luck.
Good luck. Mitt.
Good luck tonight, Mitt.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay. We got first pitches here in about 10 minutes, so let's jump on that. Mets and Houston are going already, and so are Toronto and the Sox. Mets are down 5-1, bottom five to the Stros. I did see, I think Scherzer's coming back Sunday, and I believe DeGrom is facing live batters, so...
They need him. They're starting to start to feel like they're starting to feel it a bit without him.
I agree. They are.
You can only hold on for so long without two studs like that, man.
Exactly. And then White Sox and Blue Jays. Blue Jays 7-0 over the White Sox.
Good for the Blue Jays, man. They're going to fucking win one game in a series again. They're fucking rolling.
You are a real son of a bitch. And that was a day game for Giolito.
Yeah.
Which we know. Can't do it.
Can't do it. Absolutely cannot.
Okay. Philly at Texas, 4:05 p.m. first pitch, 9 minutes away from that. Zach Wheeler goes against John Gray.
Yeah. Why is this? What's this price?
The price on this
makes no sense.
Is...
But I am going to take the bait. I'll take Wheeler first five money line.
They're minus 150 now.
Yeah, it was like minus 120 this morning. It blew my mind.
Yeah, Zach Wheeler's been playing or been pitching really well. Gray has two.
I feel like they just rate Gray. It feels like the books have Gray. They think highly of Gray.
Yeah, Wheeler hasn't been as good on the road, so that was the only reason why I stayed away.
Yeah, like I say, we talk about it all the time. I always fear the National League pitchers going to the AL.
Mm-hmm.
But Wheeler's stuff's pretty filthy. I'll take Phillies here.
Arizona's at San Diego. Mad Bum goes against Clevinger. I am on the Padres full game minus the 1.5. Plus 128. I'm getting plus money on the minus 1.5 for the Padres. I like Clevinger. He's been better. He's only had 5 starts or whatever. But Mad Bum...
It doesn't go very far.
No, He doesn't go very far.
We're going like 3-2-3.
And the dads have been playing well, so I'll lay the 1.5 and get plus money on the dads here.
Yeah, I'm sitting this one out. I'm not a Clevinger believer as much as I like the dads.
No, I got you. Chad Kuhl is going against Pablo Lopez. Pablo Lopez's ERA looks good, but he's not pitching well of late, so I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm good, Tone.
Dodgers are at Cincy. Tyler Anderson goes against Luis Castillo. Cincy, actually,
they got smacked last night.
Yeah, they hit lefties pretty well though, so I stayed away.
Yeah, for some reason, again, I want to take the Reds plus a half. I was hoping we may get plus 1.5, but I'm out.
Okay. Keegan Thompson goes against Jared Eichhoff. That is Cubbies against Bacos. Bacos have been hot. Okay.
Buckos are fucking playing ball.
Buckos are playing ball right now. But Mr. Eichhoff, not great. Keegan Thompson has actually been doing pretty well. I will be on the Cubbies tonight. First five money line.
Way to go, Tom.
I don't like to do it.
You know, I wouldn't if I was you.
I don't like it.
Buckos are cooking.
Buckos are hot, but, you know, bet with your hot head, they say.
There you go.
So you're not touching that one?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy it, though. I hope you enjoy that
thank
one.
Thank you. Nats at Baltimore. Patrick Corbin goes against Tyler Wells. I'm on the same side as Bruce here. I got Baltimore first five money line. Don't feel great about it, but Corbin is stunk. So here we are.
I'm out. I ain't betting the Orioles. I'm sorry.
Probably smart. It's probably smart. Good pitching matchup here. Scooble goes against Waka. Detroit at Boston. But I'm getting Walk on a short price at home, so I'll take it.
Yeah, Scuba got smacked last time out at home as well. Devers isn't playing, but Jeter Downs' debut
Okay.
For Boston Red Sox tonight. He was part of the Mookie Betts trade to the Dodgers.
Yeah. Okay.
Playing third base. Red Sox, first five money line.
You take him to go deep too, or?
I don't know about that one.
Okay.
None of those dingers hit last night.
Jordan Montgomery goes against Shane Baz. Yankees at Tampa. Montgomery's been actually pretty good. And Baz has not.
Baz has filthy stuff. He just can't. Yeah.
And the Yankees lost last night. They don't normally lose two in a row. And I got him at minus 140 this morning. So I'm going to take the Yankees, and I took them full game here.
Full gamer. Yeah, I'm on Yanks first five money line. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Rodon is going to Atlanta. Giants at Atlanta versus Chucky Morton. Old Chucky ball game. I couldn't resist the San Francisco Giants first five plus a half. Rodon is just better than Chucky ball game at this point.
I'm not going to say that. You can say that, but I will take Giants first five plus a half.
No, you can say it. I mean, you can say Rodon is better than Chucky ballgame.
I love Chucky.
let's see here. Cleveland is at Minnesota. This is a tough one. McKenzie and Sonny Gray. I took the Twins first five money line, but I don't love it.
I'm on the other side. Guardians first five plus a half.
I don't love it.
I don't know.
I don't love it.
I just don't believe. I can never get past. I guess I bet Sonny Gray a lot with the Reds, but I just can't. It's hard to look past how bad Gray was on the Yankees.
Yeah.
I need to figure out with the Reds. He's been decent, but I like McKenzie, and I like the way the Guardians are going right now.
Some people just don't like pitching in New York.
Yeah, that's true. Happened to what's-his-name, Weaver.
Yeah, I almost thought about not saying that one, but I already took it, so put it out there. Wainwright goes against Lauer. Lauer's good at home. Goldschmidt didn't play yesterday.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Wainwright and Lauer. I sat this one out.
I'm going to do it. I don't love it. I'm taking Chucky ball game plus a half first five.
Chucky ball game, Adam Wainwright?
Yeah.
Okay. That one was I didn't feel good about that one. Kirby goes for the Mariners against Paul Blackburn of the A's. If I can get the A's, and if I can not take them while they're at home. Oh, you're going to be on the A's.
Yeah, Blackburn's been light.
I'm on the Mariners.
Okay, I'll take A's first five plus a half. Blackburn has been fucking a gift this season, my friend.
And Daniel Lynch goes against Shohei. Angels are minus 245, I think. So
I'll pass.
So nothing there for me. So tonight I have Padres full game run line, minus 1.5 plus money. Cubs first five money line. Orioles first five money line. Those two teams in a row, those aren't normally good teams to bet on. Red Sox first five money line. Yankees full game money line. Giants first five plus a half. Twins first five money line. And Mariners full game money line.
All first five. I got Phillies money line, Yanks money line, Sox money line, Giants plus a half, Guardians plus a half, Cards plus a half, and A's plus a half. A lot of dogs, my friend.
Arr, arr, arr.
Come on. Come on.
Okay. WNBA, check. Right, Mitt?
Check.
Let's go. Connecticut Sun.
Yep.
At the Mohegan Sun. NHL. Nick, who are we on?
Go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
Goff. Check, done. We're on a bunch of guys.
Who do you take? Who was your pick on that?
The highest priced guy was Sam Burns. And then Aaron Wise, Harold Varner, Brandon Steele, and Brian Harmon.
There we go.
Those guys are farther down the board. That was for the mat, or that was for whatever. And then three ball, I had Harmon, Bazenhut, Xander, Aaron Wise, and Seamus Power.
Come on.
And then MLB we just covered. Boost tonight. We talked about it. It's the NHL boost for tonight.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
The fuck?
I know. Listen.
They took it on the shins. They took it on the shins on that +450.
Oh, yes, they did, my friend.
That was a fucking game. Dude, that number was absurd.
Yes, they did. And they were one inning in each game away from not losing that one. Cool. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. Store.patmcafeeshow.com. We got a new shirt on there. YouTube.com/HammerDown. We'll be back tomorrow with all of the good fun. All of the fun.
Picks Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Picks Thursday. And tonight, all we can do is hope that all your winners come true. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.